Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moroni Mimorasi Sheyichyu. And schus maras neche. Gittel bas Reb Chaim Tzvilish is Reb Chaim Tzvimer Leo. The Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchus Avodah Zarah writes, Akum shel ovdei kochavim. You have Avodah Zarah that belongs to Goyim, idolaters. Shebetluha kodim shetavu lidei Yisrael. They were mevatel, this Avodah Zarah, before it came into the hands of the Jew. The Goy was mevatel before it came into the hands of the Jew. Harei zo muteres behana. This is permitted behana. Shenamar psilei Elohim tisufun ve'esh kishabo liyadenu ve'nehugim penalos. When does the pasuk say that their gods, their idolatrous gods, you should burn? When they come into our hands and they treat them like gods. Aval im bitlum hareilu mutarim. But if they're already mevatel these gods, then by mevatel them, like the Mishnah says, by cutting off a piece, so then they are mutter. And Avodah Zarah, Perek Rabbi Yishmael, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, it says, V'Hashem Tisra from Beish Mech, the Yerushi Lehem Yav Hasein, Be'en Adam Mosad Ar V'Shein V'Shalo. V'Mishon Hath Tamei Kar V'Vitol Ba Misagi. The Gemara says, why do we have to burn the trees that they served as Avodah Zarah when we get to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Be'en Adam Mosad Ar V'Shein V'Shalo. V'Mishon Hanach Tamei Kar. And if it's Mitzad, those that came before, in other words, it's mitzad, those that came before Eretz Yisrael was given to us as Yerusha, those that they serve. Bittul Baal Masagi. That's enough to do bittul. In other words, the ones that the trees from the time of Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael is already ours. They know the Moshe Dever Shem Shalom. The Goyim can't touch those. And the Avodah Zarahs, the trees they made of Avodah Zarah from before the time of Avraham Avinu, let's just do bittul. Bittul Baal Masagi. Ad kan mi divrei Gemara Kedoshim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's the problem? Why do we have to burn these Asheros? The Ritva, he asks, "Vakeven the Zechu Bem Yisrael Koydim Bittul Su Ein La Bittul Elamis." He says the Jews were already Zochah and them before the Bittul. In other words, it says Hanach to make Kara Bittul Baal Masagi. All you have to do is Bittul. In fact, the Ritva, how's Bittul going to be effective here? Because they served them before the time of Avraham Avinu. Then the Jews were Yoresh. The Jews inherited it. These Avodah Zarahs, and only then, and now we get to Eretz Yisrael, so we can make the Goyim be mevatel these Avodah Zarahs. Because the Goyim can only be mevatel, we can't. Say they're Gamor, but we were already Zocha before they were mevatel. Once we were Zocha, Ein la b'tel olamis. There's never bittel. Forever. After the Jewish people are Zochet. There's no bittul on Avodah Zarah of a Jew. So, how is bittul going to be effective when the Goyim are Mevatel, these Avodah Zarahs? We were already Zochet before they were Mevatel. Before we got to Eretz Yisrael, we were already Zochet. And now they're going to be Mevatel. It's going to be Tzishpe too late. Answers the Ritva, Dahim Adarabbanim, Daraisim Mahani Bittul. No, that's only Darabbanim. Darabbanon, we can't be Mevatel. There's no bittul olamis. But midaraisa, there is bittul. So therefore, we're talking here on a daraisa level. Yes, we can get to Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim are going to be mevatel, the Avodah Zarahs, and even though we were Zocha, there's still going to be bittul. However, from the Rambam, he writes, the Iker Din of bittul, that it must happen before it comes into the hands of the Jew. Psilei Elohim tisufun be'esh. That's how he reads the pasuk. Shabor liyadenu kodim bittul. As mavur midivrei Rambam. Shemidayraisu hudaloi mahani bittul. Kishabasa liyad Yisrael. We see from the Rambam that even on a daraisa level, once the Jews has it, there's never going to be bittul. Bittul is off. Can't be mavatel the avodah zarah anymore. So now we have to ask the Ritva's kasha and the Rambam. How does bittul help for those trees that they served before the time of Avraham Avinu? Because when you're going to be mevatel them, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it'll already be after we've been zocha from the time of Avraham Avinu. They're already ours. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. In kacha, it's a bit, you can't do bittul anymore. It's too late. It already came to be day Yisrael. The Ritva is a teretz, but the Rambam is mashma. He's a kabbalist is teretz. He holds even at daraisa level, you can't do bittul once it comes into the hands of the Jew. That's one kasha. This was asked by Agon Rav Shimon Moshe Diskin. It's Zecher Tzadik Levrochen is Masis HaMelech in the 69th chapter. He asks another kasha there in the Gemara. It says, Shana Rebbe Bialduso. The Akum Mevatel Avoy Dezara Shalom Shal Yisrael. When he was young, Rebbe taught that a goy can be Mevatel, his Avoy Dezara, and he can be Mevatel, the Avoy Dezara of a Jew. The Gemara says, Kasavar, Yisrael Adaita Da Akum Palachle. Kim and Akum Mevatel, the Nafshe, the Yisrael Nami Mevatel. So this Avodah Zarah, when the Goy is Mevatel his Chelek, he's also Mevatel the Chelek of the Jew. Because there's, it says that Akum Mevatel Avodah Zarah Shel Shel Yisrael, Goy can Mevatel his Avodah Zarah and that of Yisrael, meaning that they own it jointly. And because Rebbe holds that a Jew serves Avodah Zarah Adaita da Akum. Al Das Hagoy. In other words, as the Miri explains, he doesn't really mean to serve the idol. He doesn't believe in this nonsense. But he's just following his Goyish friend. So when the Goy is Mevatel, this Avodah Zarah of his own is also Mevatel that of the Yisrael, because Yisrael is only Al Das HaAkum, and the Akum is now Mevatel, this Avodah Zarah. So we have to understand this. It's correct. Shebekagon does Savar Sha'afshi Sha'avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. Dina Bi Yisurah. Kavodah Zarah Shel Akum. It's okay, Rebbe holds that even though it's an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, in Dinei Yisurim, it's like the Avodah Zarah of a Goy. However, it still monetarily belongs to the Jew. So, L'kol HaPachos, we can say that it's Kavodah Zarah Shel Akum, Shekvar Basa Liv L'chlal L'chlal Yisrael. So it's like the Avodah Zarah of a Goy that came into the possession of a Jew. And Bittul shouldn't help. So if you say that it's only the Rabbanon, so then we could be Miyashev, that here they weren't Gozer. They weren't Gozer if we own it Bishutfus, that the Goy should be Mavad, that the Goy can be Mavadalit. But if you hold this Doraisa, then we're stuck. As the Chazon Ish notes, if it's Doraisa, we're stuck. How is it that if it's owned jointly by a Jew and a Goy, when the Goy is Mevatalit, he can also be Mevatal the Chelik of the Jew. But it's already Basli De Yisrael. It monetarily belongs to the Jew. Once you have a Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew, there's no more Bittul, that's Shaykh. So how's the Goy Mevatel this Avodah Zarah? Very schwer. We also have to understand Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says that the Avodah Zarah of a Goy, that he's Mevatel before it comes in the hand of the Jew, it's Mutter B'Hanah. Because it's only called Psiyah Elohim Tisifun Be'esh Kishabol Liyadeinu Ve'Heinu Agim Ben Halos. It's only you have to burn them if they're still gods when they get into our hands. But if the Goy is already Mevatel at their Mutter, so even if we say that it's Rambam's Shita is that Avodah Zarah Shel Akum Shabbos Lidei Yisrael Ein Labitei Lo Ilamis Midai Raisa, even if you say that Avodah Zarah of a Jew that comes in the Goy, that comes in the hand of a Jew, never has Bittul, even Midai Raisa, like we understood from the Rambam, it's still hard to understand Signan HaRambam, that he taught the Din that it's not Bittul, together with what he said, that there is Bittul in Avodah Zarah of a Goy. First, the Rambam tells us that he can be mevatelit. He can be mevatelit of a desire. But otherwise, it has to be before it comes in the hand of a Jew. Once it comes in the hand of a Jew, it's too late. Because by Jew, there's no bittul of a desire. So why is the Rambam telling us in the same halacha, the din, that there is bittul out of a desire of a goy, and there's no bittul in the Avodah Zarah of a Jew? These are two separate inyanim. L'chayra. One avodah zarah v'akum yesh l'bitul, and then dafka k'shi b'rishus ha'akum, it's effective. But kasher zecha by Yisrael, there's no bitul. And it's like avodah zarah shel Yisrael. But from the lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma, would appear that it's a tznai b'ikar adin bitul. Kol zman shehi b'rishus ha'akum. It's mashma in the Rambam that there's a condition. Bittul is only kol zman shehibur shus akum. Why does the Rambam tell us two separate dinim? If it's in the rishus of a Jew, no, if it's rishus of a goy, no bittul. Rishus of a Jew, bittul. If rishus of a goy, bittul. Rishus of a Jew, no bittul. Very simple. The Rambam could have told us that. Why did the Rambam instead tell us, choose to tell us that only as long as it's in the rishus of the goy, then there's bittul. The moment it comes to the Jew, it loses its bittul. What does one have to do with the other? They're two separate dinim. And look at the end of the halach. P'sil Elohim tisifun beish k'shabau liyadenu v'enogim memelos. Avalim bitlum harayilum mutarim. But if they're mevatil, then it's mutar. As long as they come, when they come into our hands and they're noeg ben menegelos, then there's no bittul. But if they're mevatel before, it's their mutter. The goyim are mevatel before they come into our hands, it's mutter. So again, he's intertwining these two halachas together. The halacha of of the goy having bittul and the Jew not having bittul. It only has bittul if it's in a, it's as long as it's in the goy rishus. The second it leaves the goy rishus into the Jew's rishus, it no longer has bittul. Chori could have taught them separately. So Diskin says as follows. It says in the Gemara Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph Tani Rabbi Yosef Benayin Lakum Shaposel Allah Shenem Rapsila Alem Tis from Beish. How do we know that a goy can passel his God? It says, "P'sil elohem tisser from beish." Uvagotz al gilian b'tosefta perak vavd in our mesechta. But as it says, "Kol akum shebetlu akum yochay yasut hamalor p'sil elohem tisser from beish." Shenoig bo min al mishum alah aser. It says, "Sheino noig bo mishum alah mutter." So, l'cha'or, there are two separate drashas here. Because if you darshan the drasha of the Gemara, minayin la'akum shaposel aloha, the goy can passel his God. So you see that the goy is bittul. The goy can passel his God, the boy can disqualify his God from being a God. That's bittul mamish. You're mevatel the God, you're mafkia shem akum imenu. But if you do the Tosefta's Jerusha kol akum, any of zara shebetlu akum, that a goy was mevatel, yachli hei aser, I might think it's aser, it says, psile elohim tisser fum beish. No, you gotta burn him in fire. But only as shenoi bo mishum aloha aser. Only if he treats it as a God, it's aser. But if he doesn't treat it as a God, and it's mutter. So from here you see a different vort. As long as it's noeg minag eloha, as long as you treat it like a god, it's only usher as long as you treat it like a god. If you don't treat it like, if the guy doesn't treat it like a god, then it's mutter. So according to this, we have to understand. But in, and there it says in the drasha, it says, "Kol akum shebetlu akum." I might think it's answer. No, as long as you're not knowing as a god, it's fine. So you're mevatel it, and it's not a god anymore. As long as you're not knowing bo minag eloha. The question is, how does bittul one of the ovdim help? Ha'akati kulam noagim ba'alos. Everyone's treating it like a god. What does the bittul help if people are still treating it like a god, then bittul shouldn't be effective. Because it says in the Drasha that only when they're treating it like a god. If they're not treating it like a god, then bittul isn't effective. It has to be they're not treating it like a god. The Bishlam, if it was a halacha, sheposel. So if it mamish pasul, then you can be mevatel. Because it's disqualified. You do a ma'aseh bittul, you're mevatel. And as long as they didn't make it a god anew, so it's mizbatel. But the Drasha Tosefta, it's not like that. The Drasha Tosefta, there's a condition here that they have to be Eino Noeg Bo Shum Min HaGaloah. So how does the bittul help? It says mean kol akum shebitlu akum any of our zara that going revatel. I might think it's aser. Talmud Lomar, it's not psilam tisir from beish. Not only shenoeg bo mishum Eloha aser shenoeg bo mishum Eloha mutter. So you do bittul and it's not a god anymore. But let's say people are still noeg min haGaloah. So how does the bittul help? Now, let's say they just decided they don't want to serve the idol anymore. They had enough. They said they prayed to this idol 50 times. It didn't help, and they had enough. So, is this effective? So, from the Tosefta says, Yal kol akum shebitlu akum yachol yeh aser, and then the Tosefta says, it's talui, noeg bo mishum eloha aser, shein noeg bo mishum eloha muter. It's mashma, the whole thing depends on whether they're actually serving it. So you don't actually have to do a ma'aseh bittul. So on the Tosefta, it would be cool. As long as they're not serving it, then it's not a god anymore. But according to the Drasha of Rav Yosef, you have to actually be posel it. Minayin la'akum sheposel aloha. You have to be posel it before. So it seems that these are two different Drashas. According to the first drasha, you actually have to passel it. According to the second drasha, just stop serving it. We have to understand, according to the second drasha, if they passel it and people serve it, then how does if they're mevatel and people serve it, then how does the pitl help? People are still serving it. So we have to say that these aren't Drashas Chalukos. They're both true. And they're two inyanim. From the Tosefta we darshin that we don't aser as long as you're not knowing Elohus. It's not begeder bittul, it's maker adin. That's the aser of Avodah Zarah v'akum, k'shenoeg bo Elohus. And because of that, nesiyashim elov, that's mutter. There's another chiddush in the pasuk, the din of bittul. You can be mevatel akum. And if the guy is mevatel, he's posel and mafkia the shem akum. These are two different drashas. One is stop serving it. In other words, the second drasha is just a drasha from the Tosefta. Stop serving it. It's one din. There's another din, the pasul it. These are two separate dinim. These are two separate dinim, but they go hand in hand. Not a stira. There are two ways of this of demystifying this akum, de-avodazaring this akum, this avodazar. One is to be mevatel it, do a ma'aseh bittul. And the other is just to stop serving it. And so it would appear from the Kiryat Sefer. He writes, as Haramem, but as Arshah Goyim Shabbat Lu, Goyim Muteres Bahanash, and Rapsil Alem, Bismach, and Ogim Bamina Galos, Kishaboy Liadenu Tisser from Beish, Vim Bittul Sharein, Ogim Bamina Galos, Mutarim. He says that if you have an Avodah Zarah of a Goy, that the Goyim Mevatel, that's Mutar Bahanah, Psil Alem, if they're only Noeg Min HaGaloah. And they come into our hand. Then tisser from beish, but if they're mevatelit, sh'rei nogim b'min ha'galos, they're mutter. So he learned this from the drash that's in the Tosefta. As long as they're noeg min ha'galos, it's all totally in that. And then afterwards he writes, goy shem mevatel v'razor ben shel ben shel acherim. He brings the drash of the Gemara, minayin la'akum sheposel eloha. The Chorot is steer. Do you have to actually passel it, or do you have to just stop serving it? Based on what we said, it's very good. So from we have one drasha that as long as they stop serving it, no more minigalos, it's aser. But to be mevatel, if it is if somebody else is serving it, you have to do a maisa bittel. These are two separate, they both work. Stop serving, it works, and being mevatel, it works. And now it would appear that even with Divrei HaRambam, we see the same thing. That the whole din, shkol shein ogin bon minigalo and mutter, the ikar din is as long as when it comes into the hand of the Jew, you're not knowing Benagalos, it's mutter. And that's the Iker Din. Kshabali Adena Venonga Baalos, then Tisrufu Beish. That's Doraisa. That's only if they weren't Mevatalit. They just aren't treating it as a god. But Bitl Mamish, Midin Shapostal Aloha, that's effective. Even if it comes to Rishus Yisrael. Midoraisa, it's only Dirabanan that the Jew can't be a Mevatelin anymore, like the Ritva says. And that also we see from what Rebbe holds Bialdusa. Like it says in the Gemara, that if there's a Shutfas between a Jew and a Goy, it has Bittel. Why does it have Bittel? Because it's only Dirabanan. I, the Jew, owns it. Yeah, but if the Jew owns it, it's still fine. You could still be Mevatelit. Midoraisa, just Darabanan, you can. And this whole drasha that the Rambam brings, that he brings from the Doraisa, that's talking about where they stop treating it as a god. That's why the Rambam says, Akum shalov de kochav mishibit lua kod mishitov alide Yisrael, harezum utaris bahana, shenar rapsil hem tisru vimesh, kishabol li odeinu ben ogen ben galos. So the word here, Doraisa, is that they still treat it as a god. If they treat it as a god, and you got to burn it. If they stop treating it as a god, then you don't have to burn it. That's why the Rama makes it contingent on Kishabo Liodin. He puts the two halachas together. Avodah Zarah of a goy and Avodah Zarah of a Jew. That Avodah Zarah only of a goy only has bittel as long as it's in the hands of the goy, meaning that he still treats it as a god. If he still treats it as a god, then midoraisa, when we get it, we can't do anything with it. But if he stops serving it as a god, that's the bittul. If he stops serving it as a god, then the Jew can use it, midoraisa. And derabbanan, the guy, the Jew gets it after it was in the hands of the guy, and the guy is still treated as a god. Then midoraisa he can be mevatel. It's just midorabanan he can't, and that's why Rebbe could say that there's no gzera derabanan. If it belongs to both a goy and a Jew, you're right, it's in our rishus. But since it belongs to both a goy and a Jew, it's not only ours. The other rabbis weren't goes there, and they said that if the goy is mevatel, it also works for the Jew. There, the rabbis made a decree that bittel works, even though it's rishus the Jew. But normally, when it's rishus the Jew, and it's in the rishus of a Jew, it's still seen as an avodah zara. Then once it's in the Rishus Jew, you can't be Mevatelet anymore. That's all when it comes to Bittel. But if he stops treating it as a god, then on a Doraisa level, that's it. You can't, it's not, you're allowed to use it, and everything is fine. Once he stops treating it as a god, and then it comes into the hand of the Jew can use it. But if he's still treating it as a god, and once it comes in the hands of the Jew, midoraisa there's bittel, midrabanan there's no more bittel. So these are two separate dinim, which go hand in hand. There's one din that they stop treating it as elohus. That's what the Rambam is referring to. The Rambam is referring to the din. They're not treating it as a god anymore, like we saw in the Tosefta. They're not treating it as a god, and then it comes to the hands of the Jew, it's fine. So it's totally, as long as it's in their hands, it's a god. But if by the time it gets into our hands, it's no longer treated as a god, off the hook, we can use it. And there's a second din. Second din is bittul. And this bittul is effective as long as it's in the hands of the goy. Goy does bittul. Doesn't matter if people are serving it, not serving it. He did bittul on this avodah zarah. It's his avodah zarah. He did a ma'aseh bittul. And that's it. It's no longer avodah zarah. Now that it comes in the hands of the Jew can use it. But if when it comes in the hands of the Jew, there was no bittul done yet, and the goyim were still serving, and the Jew wants to do bittul, so then midrabban, and he can't do bittul anymore. So, but azar b'day Yisrael ain't bittul, like the Ritva says. There's a lot more to say on this sugya, and I hope that we will be zochet to go and revisit the sugya. Lomadu lamed lishma las lekaimus kol risam toras. We have a main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.